the rest of the story. Henry Berg, B-E-R-G-H. Henry Berg was wealthy and handsome and highborn and as useless as a library in the dark. A Columbia University dropout, he would use his father's virtually inexhaustible shipbuilding fortune to tour the world and take it easy perpetually. The appointment of wealthy, well-bred men to minor diplomatic posts was quite customary in those days. And so it was in 1863 that cultured, well-connected Henry Berg was designated Secretary of the Legation at St. Petersburg, Russia. The appointment provided merely another joyous jaunt. En route, he stayed a week in Paris, stopped off in Cologne and Berlin and Königsberg. Once arrived at the Russian capital, Henry settled in his superfluous position and donned his useless gold braid and proceeded with his pointless activities. But then one day something happened that would intrude on Henry's peace of mind forever after. He was riding through the St. Petersburg streets in his carriage. He discovered a teamster whose wagon had become stuck in the mud. A solitary horse was struggling to pull the wagon free as his owner beat the horse mercilessly. Clearly by now the animal's agony was weakening rather than strengthening him, and yet the teamster laid on with his whip. It should be mentioned that such occurrences were common back then. Henry knew of the draymen who beat their horses to death sometimes. In fact, I cannot imagine, considering the times, what it was that so deeply moved Henry Berg on this particular occasion. But he was moved. To his own coachman, he shouted, "Tell that man to stop whipping that horse. And tell that man if he doesn't stop, I'll get down there and whip him." It was as though Henry could feel the lash on his own back. And as his coachman followed orders, translating Henry's fury into Russian, the new secretary of the legation raged on. "You coward," he said, "you bully," as the astonished black-bearded teamster listened in numbed silence. Henry refused to leave until he had extracted a promise that the occurrence would never be repeated ever again. The wagon driver, trembling, promised, and the man in the gold braid and the shiny top hat sat back in his carriage and drove away. Henry Berg, 50 frivolous, meaningless years behind him, a wasted life, and now suddenly one ultimately senseless something had brought an end to his waste forever. In that era of insensitivity to the rights of animals, Henry returned to the United States and launched himself on an unpopular private crusade. Ridiculed by the press, declared insane by the ordinary citizen, the great meddler, as he came to be known, strode the streets alone, seeking to intervene wherever he could on behalf of the beaten horse, the brutalized dog, the mistreated market cattle, the mistreated circus animals, and all the while a sometimes amused, often irate public told Henry that he was tackling an unchangeable world. Well, perhaps so. But the fact remained that the life of Henry Berg would never be aimless again. You may at one time or another have wondered about the founding and the founder of the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ASPCA. Well, now you know the rest of the story.